Good morning, guys. It's an exciting weather week. Hopefully a much better weather week for everyone than last week.
Now, this cyclone, I was about to say Cyclone Nitto, but that's just your life in general. Cyclone Owen in far north, the Coral Sea there, will that bring any activity to our region? Because we really need the rain.
Look, directly, probably not. So the cyclone itself, not probably going to hit your coast, but what it does do is on the south side of the cyclone, it'll increase the southeast to easterly winds that are going to be coming onto the coast mid to late in the week and then possibly on the weekend and beyond. So this is a good thing because it's bringing in a fair bit of moisture with it. So all this dry, hot air, we've still got another day of it today, but then from tomorrow onwards, tomorrow there's going to be some really big storms on the ranges or just west. Might be a couple of storms there today, not likely to affect Mackay, but tomorrow's storms might affect Mackay. And then Wednesday, we're getting this easterly change that comes up and finally brings us some relief and also brings a fair bit of shower activity, storm activity. And then from then on, we're left with an easterly flow. And as long as that cyclone stays north of you, even as a low or whatever it does, as long as it stays north of you, you're going to get that beautiful easterly flow bringing in heaps of moisture into the region and should be bringing in showers day after day after day after day for Mackay. So fingers crossed we're going to get some reasonable accumulation of rain over the coming week.
What would be the ideal situation here? Like, I mean, it'd be great to have everything north of us, but would it be best for us in Mackay and the Whitsundays if it crossed the coast, went into the Gulf and then came down? Or what would be the perfect scenario for us?
Are you asking me for what my wet dream is?
Yes. Oh, just keep it clean, okay?
G-rated for morning breakfast. So, yeah.
I think we passed that rating.
So ideally, guys, yeah, we wanted to cross the coast and we wanted to cross north. Look, in an ideal world, yeah, absolutely, go into the Gulf and then come southeast. But look, even if it can cross the coast somewhere as a low, and what it does do then is it just shifts your winds to become a bit more east to northeasterly. And oh my goodness, when that happens, that's when Mackay gets the real magic when it comes to the weather. But at this stage, look, we're probably not going to see that idealistic situation. But even as long as that low, it doesn't have to be a cyclone, just that low or trough even, can stay north of us and not too far offshore, that means you're getting a fair bit of rain.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, fingers crossed for that because it does say on the forecast showers from tomorrow and some good totals there. Quickly, is there like a good amount of rain on the way for us or just
bits and pieces? The computer models are suggesting, probably over the next week or so, at the worst case scenario, somewhere around that 50 to 75 mils. But on average, they're suggesting over 100 millimetres over the next 7 days. And, nice. And, you know, some of the ideal situations are suggesting possibly up over 200. So, it's going to be reasonable rain. It's not going to be, drizzly stuff throughout the week, but there are going to be periods of some heavy showers.
Well, look, we'll keep up to date with Nitto right across the next few days. Mate, appreciate the call this morning. Thank you for the update, eh?
No worries, guys.